thank you, Shoma, and I've been delighted that you've become part of this work recently. Very, very, very grateful to have you here. The interview series was created because I had a deep question that kept reoccurring in my consciousness. It would reoccur both in my participation as an eternal student of life, an eternal teacher of life, which really a better word for teacher is a reflector or a suggester or a sharer, and sometimes a guide, someone who suggests we go in a certain way and experiment or experience with that. What I was finding at this time in history is certain energies have become very prevalent in those who are experiencing awakening. The Divine Mother energy is doing a balancing act in my experience, coming through so strong. And so we find ourselves in states where all we know is the love, the surrender, the acceptance to what is. And in my experience, it's very important to keep in mind a balancing act. The universe will balance everything. So some people will go through an extreme in some way, and usually an extreme leads to some kind of crash. But we're balancing, we're seesawing, because the Divine Father, the Divine Masculine, has been so prevalent that its initial purity got twisted. And the Divine Mother and an initial purity is coming back in to balance that through us, through the men and the women, just as the Divine Masculine worked through the men and the women. So there's a great beauty when we're taken, many of us, into these states of just seeing the perfection, the love, the surrender to whatever is. And then there's the opportunity to notice the call to balance within ourselves. So as we go too far in one direction, there'll be someone in our life that warns us, or there'll be a very mild situation, or there might just be, a lot of my experience, as soon as I'm kind of out of balance or in disharmony, there's a bit of a subtle pain that comes in the body, and I see, oh, okay, the music, the focus is a little bit off. But when we don't listen, when we think, well, this is it, this is the way, this is the only way, this is the final state of enlightenment, we might build a lot of energy around us, but sooner or later we're in for a crash. And I see this with the Magdalene energy, which is also extremely prevalent, waking people up to the orgasmic nature of life in the feminine way, in a new way. And some people are able to really channel this and allow this be and go into profound states of samadhi and bliss and reverence and participation. But some become very attached to it, and it just turns into another karmic cycle, and they head for a crash. So what I am looking at in these interviews, what I'm opening the discussion for, is how do we allow surrender, yin, and how do we actively utilize thought, action, yang, creation? How do we responsibly allow for both these energies and these forces? Now, those who are very, very immersed for a while, for whatever reason, they're assigned in the divine feminine or the divine masculine, the divine Magdalene or the divine mother, will tend to differ on this. And I tend to seek a balance. So I will hang with people of extremely different traditions that can't even quite fathom what each other is doing. And I tend to see, well, they're doing the same thing in a very different form. They're just taking on different aspects of the wheel. And there's an overall balance that will be sought at some time. So I'm interviewing people that I deeply respect, people who are the work of love. And some of them take a much more masculine, active approach. Now, in some traditions, we want to get to the point where there's no thought. And I can tell you, I know very well the place where there's just silence and no thought. It goes even beyond, it's not just the eyes, mind stops. There's a place of consciousness, known well, and it's hard for me to say I've experienced it. I have, but except that when I have experienced it, when I am experiencing it, there is no I. So it's really the witness is witnessing all that is. And what was known as the I, the, you know, Lori Moore, is dissolved in that. And yet, then there's also going to be states of consciousness where thought is very beautiful. It's a gift. We weren't given thought to, you know, just say, well, we don't need thought, you know. That's a gift. It's a gift to get. It's created beautiful architecture in many, many levels, mental, physical, spiritual. So I am really honoring all these people, and you'll notice some of them are more involved due to whatever their characteristics, their training, their personality, what the universe designed them for, to give the message of the Divine Mother or the Divine Father. Some will be the ones who take people's hands more and give them some, and I've needed both. Let's look at a little baby. The baby needs to just be accepted and loved in his or her expressions. And the baby will need guidance. The baby can't do certain things for him or herself. The baby will request and show, I'm interested in language at a certain point down the road. Right now, I need food. And so to poo-poo the yang because the divine feminine is so much needed to balance will be just as much a mistake as all the years we've unfortunately disregarded the divine feminine and the divine Magdalene. So here we'll talk to teachers that are all about creativity and love and the neutral now, and each one is going about them in a different way. Some of these people have given me some very wonderful tools of guidance to help me direct how I utilize my discovery with my participation, with my physical and mental and emotional nature into the awakening. So something could be constructed. I couldn't have constructed this business where all of people have come from around the world without using those Divine Father tools. And some of these teachers have given me a great awareness. You know, they're not all my teachers. These are people I've been friends. These are sisters and brothers. But when we walk side by side with people, they become our greatest teachers. And some of these people have officially been my teachers. Two of my greatest teachers are my two partners, my beloved Ray and our beloved Kitty, Jessie. And because we're in family together, we become just in the experience of being ourselves, each other's teachers. So the people that I am calling on to these interviews, simply by having lunch with them, or some of them taking their classes, or some of them going for walks with them, or some of them singing together, different kinds of experiences, we offer something to one another. And so the theme that I'm looking at over and over is awakening with the Divine Feminine and the Divine Masculine, the Divine Mother and the Divine Father and the Divine Lover, the Divine Child, all of it in a way that both takes us into a deeper, deeper state of peace, of joy, of love, of reverence for all that is, and a deeper state of ability to respond in active participation that's positive. When we're responding from the depth of neutrality that's open and spacious, our actions are of love, as opposed to when we're responding from a wound, a lack, or a pain that unaddressed usually has us thinking others are doing something wrong. So thank you all for listening, and I feel these questions are very strong. I find them in a lot of spiritual communities, and they're questions that should be honored and respected and discussed. And it is an inquiry. It's a discussion. It's not, here's the answer and we're through. This is what's happening on our planet. This is our consciousness in motion at this time, and we're engaged, and we're in love, and we're asking questions. So thank you for being here, everyone who's listening to these tapes. These are beautiful people who will shed great wisdom. These are people who walk their talk, and I'm very, very honored to have them with us. Thank you. This is Dr. Lori Moore from 831-477-7007 at annamiracles.com. That's ANIMiracles.com. Thank you.